School Meals for All NC has put out a statement regarding the USDA's decision to discontinue Future Economic Research Service Household Food Security Reports. And joining us now to discuss what this means is the program's manager for NC Alliance for Health and School Meals for All NC, Marianne Wendt. Marianne, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. So what will this lack of transparency mean after the USDA's decision?
It's going to mean a lot. It's going to be much more difficult to know who's actually hungry and where they are. And our state, local governments, as well as our community groups, use this to make decisions about where they put summer feeding programs, what schools really need to have access to free school meals for all students. I think it's all of them. But, you know, right now you have to make some decisions sometimes. And, of course, it really brings up, I think, a more difficult issue, which is if we don't count them, do they not exist? And we know that they do exist, but we no longer will be able to respond to their needs in the same way.
Why do you think they chose to make this move?
I can't speak for the USDA and why they made this specific decision, but I think it probably has to do with the fact that we are rolling back SNAP and Medicaid at record levels across the country with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And so I think it might feel better to eliminate the measuring of hungry people before you add a lot of hungry people to the list.
Right now, how prevalent is hunger and food deprivation for students across the state?
In North Carolina, 1 in 5 kids lives in a food insecure household. That is about 60% eligible for free reduced lunch. So it's a lot more common than people think. And if you go to our rural communities, it's as many as 1 in 3. So we have a lot of children who really rely on the public benefits of SNAP and school meals, as well as the generosity of our charitable organizations.
So what are you're obviously encouraging the USDA to maintain the survey. How much are no-cost school meals an efficient way to ensure that children have what they need?
No-cost school meals are the most efficient way. Most children go to schools, and in North Carolina, most children go to schools that serve school meals. They're required by state statute to participate if they're a traditional public school. And so we know that the food goes directly to the kids. When it comes to school meals, the only reimbursements that the school gets are for food that's actually served to children. So you can trace the dollar all the way to the child's belly.
And it also really, based on what you just said there, it impacts what they do in the classroom as well.
Absolutely. There's great evidence that suggests that kids who eat meals at school are more likely to outperform other children academically. They're more likely to attend school more often. And we know that chronic absenteeism is a huge issue. And the schools that offer no-cost school meals do better in terms of academic growth and academic performance than comparable schools that do not.
What were in the reports themselves that have been discontinued by the USDA that helped give people more light as to what the problem is and how they can provide food for people?
Yeah, the Household Food Security Report is really the most comprehensive look that the country has for which households across the country are food insecure and which ones are not. For example, it can break them down demographically. It can break them down geographically. You know, because of the Household Food Security Report, that seniors are much more likely to be food insecure, for example, or households with very young children. And we also know that some of the other measures are more likely to miss certain populations. For example, Asian Americans are more often undercounted by other food security measures. So it's really the most effective tool we have. And all the other organizations and all the researchers really rely on this to make good decisions about where our resources are going to go to make sure we're feeding the most vulnerable people.
Is there a specific section of the state where food deprivation is more apparent or prevalent than, say, another part?
Absolutely. Definitely rural North Carolina. That's where we see the bulk of it if you look up to the far northeast, or if you look into some of the really rural communities out in the west. That being said, a lot of those school districts are offering, currently they may not be able to after the SNAP cuts, but they're currently offering no-cost meals to their students. And so that makes a big difference for those children in those communities. But every community has hungry folks in it, every single community.
Yeah, it's not something that's just restricted, but that's just the rural areas are the ones where it's more prevalent.
Yep, but I also tell people, I live in Cary, and there's a little crescent of Cary that's incredibly food insecure. And the challenge is sometimes there are more resources available from things like SNAP and School Meals for All in lower income communities like the northeast of North Carolina, that, folks in places like Cary that are food insecure don't benefit from. And that's why it's really critical that we develop programs like School Meals for All that feed every single child across the state, no questions asked.
Marianne Wendt is the programs manager for NC Alliance for Health and School Meals for All NC. Marianne, we thank you so much for your time, as always, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thanks so much.